Vengeful Spirit, The Battle of Moloch, by Graham McNeil. Read by Gareth Armstrong. The Horus Heresy. It is a time of legend. The galaxy is in flames. The Emperor's glorious vision for humanity is in ruins. His favored son, Horus, has turned from his father's light and embraced chaos. His armies, the mighty and redoubtable Space Marines, are locked in a brutal civil war. Once these ultimate warriors fought side by side as brothers, protecting the galaxy and bringing mankind back into the Emperor's light. Now they are divided. Some remain loyal to the Emperor, whilst others have sided with the War Master. Preeminent amongst them, the leaders of their thousand-strong legions are the Primarchs. Magnificent superhuman beings, they are the crowning achievement of the Emperor's genetic science. Thrust into battle against one another, victory is uncertain for either side. Worlds are burning. At Istvan V, Horus dealt a vicious blow, and three loyal legions were all but destroyed. War was begun, a conflict that will engulf all mankind in fire. Treachery and betrayal have usurped honor and nobility. Assassins lurk in every shadow. Armies are gathering. All must choose a side or die. Horus musters his armada, terror itself the object of his wrath. Seated upon the golden throne, the Emperor waits for his wayward son to return. But his true enemy is chaos, a primordial force that seeks to enslave mankind to its capricious whims. The screams of the innocent, the pleas of the righteous, resound to the cruel laughter of dark gods. Suffering and damnation await all, should the Emperor fail and the war be lost. The age of knowledge and enlightenment has ended. The age of darkness has begun. And therefore is the glorious planet Sol, in noble eminence enthroned and sphered amidst the other, whose medicinable eye corrects the ill aspects of planet's evil, and posts, like the commandment of a king, Sol's check to good and bad. But when the planets in evil mixture to disorder wander, what plagues and what portents, what mutiny, what raging of the sea, shaking of the earth, commotion in the winds, frights, changes, horrors, divert and crack, rend and deracinate, the unity and married calm of states quite from their fixtures. Attributed to the dramaturge Shakespeare, FLM2, cited in the Prophecy of Ammon of the Thousand Suns, chapter 3, verse 13. Horus had called the dark and savage furies latent in the most ruthless, contradictory and ill-starred power of the Immaterium. He had conjured up the fearful idol of an all-devouring Moloch, of which he was the priest and incarnation. All his powers, hitherto dissipated and scattered, were now concentrated and directed with terrible energy to one terrible aim. From The Age of Revolution, suppressed monographs of Choirmaster Nemo Z. Meng. The line separating good from evil runs not between species, not between ranks, and not between competing faiths. It runs through the heart of each and every mortal soul. This line is not stationary, but shifts and moves with the passage of time. Even souls ensnared by evil maintain a small bridgehead of good. The Keeler Amanuensis, Volume 2, Chapter 34, Verse 7.